There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's episode is...
You get off in the museum in a glass case.
You go through the plague.
In a glass case, a turd. a Viking turd.
And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things the Apple TV sensation that is The Morning Show. But first, lads, what has been going on? The countdown to Christmas. It's nearly here, isn't it?
It's not nearly here. What? How long we got?
Well, it's the 14th of December.
Nearly there is the 24th.
Yeah.
Well, the 14th. We've got 2 weeks.
Well,
don't get ahead of yourself.
What I want to know, so next week is the 21st of December. Yeah. And next week's pick is Jack's pick. 21st of December, are you giving us a Christmas pick or not?
I'll give you a Christmas film, yeah.
You're going to give us a Christmas pick?
Yeah.
Die Hard.
That's exciting, isn't it?
I know you have it again every year.
Every year.
That's exciting. What's been happening this week? What's been going on?
Well, to get into the Christmas spirit,
yep.
We went to York, me, my girlfriend.
The Christmas markets.
And the mother-in-law. Yeah, we went to York.
I like the York. It's great.
It's my favourite city.
In the world.
Shambles.
In the world.
Tiny.
Well, I've not been to many.
I spent a lot of...
Well, I haven't.
I've been to York, Manchester and Leeds.
Yeah,
those three.
You like...
It's my favourite English city. Oh, British city.
You like Hanoi. Is it in the one in Vietnam? You like that?
Hanoi.
Hanoi, yeah.
Tanoi. Did you say Tanoi?
Did,
and
yeah.
Can I announce...
Pump number four.
Tanoi.
Pump number four.
Where are you off on holiday? Tanoi.
Off your phone,
Tanoi.
Pump number four.
Tanoi. Why the globe isn't named by you, I don't know. Because that is... You're wasted.
Have you
Where
seen...
are you off on holiday? Tanoi.
Have you seen them clips on like TikTok and stuff? Where lads sit in a van with a tannoy at a petrol station and they're like, pump number four, pump number four is not working. And then they get back in the car and they drive to pump number six and they go, pump number six is not working. And then they drive.
Really? You could do it.
It's great. It's great.
So, York, I spent a lot of time in York when I was younger.
Did you?
Loads.
Why?
I had mates in York and it was just a short trip down from Newcastle.
Yeah, do you know what? Lords of Geordies.
Yeah. It's easy. I tell you what, it's the Vegas for us there.
It is.
It's tight roads, York, tight roads.
2,000 years old.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you're touching a wall and it's like...
It's not 2,000
Well, it is. The Romans. It is. The Romans settled there. 70.
2,000 BC.
No.
2,000 years ago is 23.
Yeah.
AD,
I think it was 70.
23
I think it was
AD.
70 AD, I think it was.
Yeah, the hamlet, but not the roads. The things are probably from like the 1600s.
Yeah, no, but the Roman wall and all. Yeah, I meant that.
Oh, right,
okay. The city is that.
I thought you meant the shambles.
Yeah.
No, that isn't.
Cobbled streets.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
All the time. I've done this thing. Hanny did this with me. But yeah, I do actually think about it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What about you, Ben?
Central heating. That's the only thing about the Roman Empire. They invented central heating.
But do you think about it a lot or not?
Probably once or twice a day.
Really? No, do I think about the Roman Empire?
But Jack does.
No, I do, because I think about the things
What would the Romans do?
Yeah.
If you were in Rome now,
yeah.
Height of the Roman Empire, one...
I'm at the spa.
Oh, so both of you at the spa getting fed grapes.
Why am I at the spa?
You're feeding him grapes. You're fanning him.
And you've got one of those little guitars.
Yeah. You're a castrato.
just singing. A bit of white curtain across me.
You're feeding grapes, or I'm building the road, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm on the wall, freezing. You're in Rome, loving it.
But I'm also the emperor. And at night, if I fall out with you, I'm going to crucify you and set fire to you and put you in my garden so I can see. And light you up like a candle.
Is that what they did?
That's what they did, yeah.
What makes you think of the Roman Empire?
Why would you want to go back?
Why so often?
I suppose it's how successful they were. And the things that
I like to think of myself.
Would you compare yourself as a Roman?
Yeah. I like to think of myself
just how advanced I suppose they were. But then, having said that, they kind of learned all that from the Greeks, who had done it 300 years before.
And now in the end, it didn't work out for them, did it?
No, it all went shit. Yeah, Mark Antony. I mean, he lost his head.
So too York, big, too big, too soon.
I thought York was Jorvik.
Well, it is.
Which is Viking, no?
They came after the Romans. When the Romans buggered off and they went, sack this, it's too hard, they went. Then the Vikings went, let's go have a dabble at that country, it's up for grabs. They're all running about in anarchy at the minute.
So
they ain't got any leaders.
Who do you think's responsible for York?
Actually, no. The Saxons went over first.
Crikey, I tell you what. And welcome to The Rest Is History.
I thought it went Romans, Vikings, Saxons. It didn't. It went Romans, Saxons, Vikings.
Wow. Wow. For all these years, I thought it was the other way. I feel so stupid. That's changed it for me.
You know when you think about like your...
My fucking degree's worthless. My ancient history degree is worthless now. My antiquities degree is worthless. I've had a real moment.
Yeah. You know when you think about your ancestry?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've got quite a lot of Viking in me.
You must have.
I have, haven't
you
I?
You must do Why your DNA. That? You can do your DNA.
Why
and see
do you
where
think
from?
You've got you, any Viking in you at all?
Did you see them? You remember them headshots that I got done when I was fat and I had the beard?
Yeah.
And I literally looked like a Viking.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Speaking of Viking, I went in the Jorvik Viking.
Oh!
Did it still smell?
It smells.
Yeah.
Stinks. Mother-in-law said, oh, I can't, it absolutely stinks. I went, I know it does, but you're just going to have to get round the little carriage. Then you lend...
Yeah. You're on the ride.
You're on the ride.
You're on the ride.
You're on the ride. You
I
go
used
around
to love
the town.
That. Yep.
You get off in the museum in a glass case.
You go through the plague.
In a glass case, a turd. A Viking turd.
That's been dug up and
a
preserved.
A Viking turd that's been dug up.
Human.
Right?
Human?
Human Viking turd.
But they used to do massive poos.
Massive shit.
Massive.
All the meat.
Viking.
All the meat.
Really?
Viking is a big poo.
Like post-Fazenda poo.
Yeah. So imagine you've got your normal poo and then you've got Viking poo.
Viking.
It's a ship. So you can row in it. It's a galleon. So if you needed to get somewhere, you'd just go on someone's poo. So they've got...
I don't know how it was preserved, but it
crusty
has.
Crusty poo.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still a thing anymore, but I told you about how at one point in my life I wanted to be an archaeologist, yeah?
A what?
An archaeologist.
A what?
A what?
Someone who digs stuff up.
Time team.
Yeah.
Time team. I want to dig stuff up. I want to blow dust.
So I wanted...
Lara Croft.
I want you to bring all your valuables and I'll rate them. Antiques Roadshow.
Lara Croft, Uncharted, Time Team. A mixture That's of them you. Three was
Jeez,
what I
Louise.
Wanted.
Tight shorts,
yeah.
But in the West Country.
Was it Tony Robinson who did Time
yeah,
Team?
Yeah, he did. Time Teams was successful.
Was so good. They came to cast.
Massive.
Anyway, so they came to cast.
They dug it up. Didn't find anything left.
Well, no,
a chip shop.
If you're talking about the Roman Empire, Castleford, Legiolium, Castle Ford, Castle and a Ford.
Yeah.
It's one of the most historic Roman towns in the country.
Maybe.
Massive settlement.
I think it's York.
And Castleford. Oh. Everyone knows this.
Chester. I think that's
Bath.
Yeah.
Bath.
Well, yeah, he has top trumps up there.
No, no, York! No.
What, Bath's a big what's one. Castleford's Roman name?
Roman Baths.
What's
Roman Bath.
Yeah, no.
What's Castleford's Roman name?
Castleford.
Legiolium.
Legionium. Legionnaire's disease. That's where we get it from. So everyone within Castleford had legionnaires.
I don't know what that is. Anyway, so obviously I wanted to be an archaeologist, yeah?
Yeah. And couldn't say it, so I moved to actor. Whatever I can say, I am.
So basically, there was this thing called the York Dig, and me and my dad went on this experience, and it was like loads of stuff that was buried, and you got to dig it up and like dust off the bones and all that, and it was really good. And the same day we did that, we went to the Jorvik Centre.
Do you remember?
And it used to have the railway museum in
York. You won't remember this. Do you ever remember buying that kid's sweets? You might remember this. And it's yellow, it's gold, and you get a little pick and a little kind of shovel, and you used to buy it for the kids, and they have to smack it away, and in the end, you get a toy in the middle.
Yeah.
Like you're being a mini
like a Kinder egg.
No, yeah, a bit like it's like a yellow block, and it's like earth. Yeah, you had to smack it, you had to chip away, and you found something in it, like a little fossil.
Yeah. Do you know what's just coming to my mind? And you'll go on about one about my parents, yeah, but for years, I used to have a subscription to like a Stone and Gem magazine.
All right.
Yeah.
Free gems.
And every every week I would get a gem different in a box one. In this magazine, and I collected all of these.
My son had one of those rock polishers.
Yeah, I had a tumbler. We had one of them.
And how much did that cost?
Days. Yeah, no, it didn't cost a lot. You have it on for 6 days, and then you get all the sludge and out, and you've got like shiny rock.
I remember
it's worth fuck all.
Falling out with my mum and dad.
It's not diamonds,
because
is it?
They wouldn't let me put a sign on the side of the house that was like Golson's jewellery. And
you wanted to start ripping people off in Castleford, selling shit. Selling a stone you picked up, polishing it and going, it's not a pebble, it's an emerald.
But they made me move my...
£100,000.
They made me move my tumbler into the garage, and ever since that, I don't think I ever used it.
My son had one in his room.
Yeah.
At night, going to bed, I used to switch it off.
Yeah.
And then he'd say, God, Dad, this is taking 2 weeks. I said, yeah, but it looked really great.
That's good that me and Max have the
same
hobby.
It's a thing all kids
like
do.
Like rocks.
Yeah.
And I used to, our garden had like flower beds all around the outside of it. And I dug them all up one summer, and I had an off-road track. So I used to take my toy cars, and I used to play in the mud with my toy cars. Oh, and like have, because obviously I was upset. I was like Land Rover mad and off-road driving mad. I have a top, and my mum's got a photo of me with this top on that says Digger Mad.
Digger, where do you even get a top that says that?
I think
she made it.
No, there used to be this event, Ben, called Billing, and we used to go every single year. And it used to be in the Midlands. It used to be like the Land Rover show. And we used to go every single year.
Oh!
And you've seen, my dad's got his new Land Rover now. Had at my grandparents' house in Daventry.
We're basically ignoring you, and you're going on. All he said was we've tried to get back onto something people want to listen to.
People do.
And you're going, and then I also remember I had a digger hat, I had glasses and a steering wheel, and I used to steer around the garden.
Listen.
Yeah, we all were children.
At my grandparents' house.
We all played with cars.
At my grandparents' house.
We don't talk about it now.
I had a museum.
Yeah, you've told us.
With all artifacts. You've told
us. You've told us that on the podcast. You've told us.
It's shed.
Eventually, I moved into the shed.
When you grew up, they threw it all away, and it was worth nothing. You collected bollocks. They went, is it worth anything? It's worth nothing, but I'll give you 15 quid for that T-shirt. But the rest of it's a bag of shit. It's a mixture of coal, brick and asbestos.
Viking shit.
So,
I'd love to know what, when they dug up that shit and someone went, oh wow, it's a Viking shit. And then they all go around and went, oh wow, this is amazing.
But how have they found that?
Dead deep. Because correlators.
The houses that they found
in
York, because they were going to build like a shopping centre, I think. They dug down and they discovered the Viking houses. They're the only discovered Viking houses in the world, because they were all built of earth, wood, and like thatched roof. So they've all rotted away.
Yeah.
But these were preserved, the houses, because...
In mud?
No, they were in a lake. for like 700 years. Then it turned to mud and there were no oxygen, so they'd stayed.
Oh, they've stayed like that.
And so had the shit.
And the turd. So if you ever want to stay some shit, yeah, do a shit in a lake and then put some mud on it. I think we've just found Ben's turd. It's 3,000 years old. It's extraordinary. Let's look at his diet. Yeah. Haribo.
Yeah.
So Jack's trip to York has taken us all down memory lane there.
Hang on. Going back to Haribo. Imagine they were looking and going, it's like cow fat, and thinking you had a really good meat diet and going, no, it's just fucking
Haribo. I've looked at this quite deeply. I think it's Haribo. We've cut through it. It's a mixture of Haribo and crisps.
Jack's trip to York has taken us all down memory lane there. Is that all you've done, Jack? Just been to York? I've
pretty much done that. I went on a walk today. I went up to Macclesfield Forest.
Mac Forest. How many miles?
There's a street right by Macclesfield Forest called Coronation Street. Do you know?
Is there? No, yeah. Didn't.
I took a picture of it.
Did you do many miles?
Oh, six, something like that.
Just the six. Just the six. Just the six. In the wet.
Took the girls, the dogs.
They didn't do 6 miles. They do. Not those small dogs.
No, the big girls. Four dogs. Two are small.
They're all small.
They're
not German shepherds.
Got four, aren't I? We say this every time.
I swear you only had three.
No. There's the three chihuahuas and the Maltipoo.
The Maltipoo, there we go.
Yeah. Well, we took the Maltipoo. The French one. And
is it a kind of like, is it like a sleigh type affair? You're sat and they'll drag you on, like in the Arctic.
Yeah.
You sat there and you go,
yeah!
And they're off. The Maltipoo's in the lead.
No, they walk behind now to respect the owner. Did you know that? No, if a dog walks behind you,
it means they respect
and they see you as the leader of the pack.
No, it means they're small and they can't keep up, Jack.
Yeah.
Because most dogs walk ahead to protect you from danger, not behind.
Yeah.
A dog is a guard dog. It's because they're literally 2.5 inches and they're going... So they've walked the circumference of the earth and you've just done 6 miles.
Yeah.
Speaking of sleigh dogs, are you off to Lapland?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I pied it. I said no.
Were you off to Lapland?
She wanted to go.
Oof. I said, that was going to be his Christmas trip.
Expensive, do I think, Lapland?
I think it'd be good fun, though, you know. I imagine it would be a good one.
Do you think it's on the sofa Christmas next year, Lapland?
Would be good.
Ice hotel.
We've said, for us three, if we were to do like a holiday together, we've always kind of said Tokyo, haven't we?
Be great.
Is what we've said.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Tokyo would be good.
The octopus. We'd have to try and eat a live octopus, wouldn't we?
How do you think the three of us would get on holiday?
Fine. If there's something to do. Terrible if it's a beach. Great. Yeah. If there's something to do, every day we'd be out, be fine.
Yeah.
And what would you do? What would it be like 7 days in Tokyo? Is it that? Is it like a week trip?
I think you go Tokyo, Kyoto.
Yeah.
You'd go around.
Go to the mountains.
Yeah. So I think you'd be fine because we're all good with stuff to do.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be good beach-wise.
No.
You'd burn up.
Yeah,
he'd just lie there like a lizard.
He wants to do nothing.
Yeah, I can't do it. So I think we're good on stuff to do. So I think Tokyo would be good.
So we're off to Tokyo.
I think it's very real. They have, I was seeing a thing, how much stuff they have in vending machines.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Everything in vending machines. Everything.
My friend went to Tokyo, and in the hotel, they've got like sex toys in the vending machines.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Like, they have everything. The vending machines have everything.
So when you go for your lunch, they just go down and go to a vending machine. And they'll just get something hot, a bit of sushi, a bit of that. It's all in vending machines.
Have you seen the pizzas that come out of the vending machines and stuff?
Mm.
Maybe we should probably go.
Yeah.
We'll plan it in Nando's tonight.
We'll go for the pizza and the sex toys.
Yeah.
But Kyoto's going to be lovely.
What are you getting? G14. What's G14? A massive...
Can you imagine?
Pizza.
Massive pizza. Yeah. Very good.
I think we could put that one on the list.
Yeah,
I think it'd be good to go. Well, we'll look into it.
We might get there because Jack might be in the Football Manager World Championships, mightn't you, Jack?
Well, is there a World Championship for Football Manager?
Oh, is there?
Is. Yeah.
So if you have won 700 matches in a row,
right,
never been beaten,
yep,
why aren't you in the Football Manager World Championship? Because surely you're in the top 0.01% of players.
Before
you've never lost. You haven't lost.
Jack, before you speak, I just need to bring something to your attention.
Go.
There was a clip posted about Jack's Football Manager on our TikTok.
Yeah.
And there's been about 100 comments.
Yeah.
And 90 of them are accusing Jack of cheating.
Ah. How do you cheat?
Saying that you're a save scammer.
So you save the game before it starts. You play the game. And if you,
if you lose, you go back.
You exit and you load the save back up.
That's awful, because we may know someone who does that, Jack. We may know someone who did that on FIFA, who, when he used to lose, would switch it off in a huff.
How's this come back to me?
I'm not ruining my record. I'm not ruining my record. I was doing really well.
How has this come back to me? I'm not the guilty party.
Because that's what you do.
Save scam.
Yeah. I'm outing you.
I have. It's not me with the 440 game unbeaten record, is it?
But it could be legit.
It is simple to do. You just have to buy two teams of like 11. So you have two teams and you alternate the teams. I've said all this. So you have an A team and a B team and you work them up. You go into training.
How many games have you been unbeaten?
It was something, I think it was 500 something around
that. 500
before
years.
Before I did lose.
You lost?
Oh, I have lost, yeah.
Who did you lose to?
Everton, 1-0.
As if you lose to Everton.
It's like that's what it was. That's what it.
And when you were watching it, were you like, oh, "I'm gonna lose"?
It's like I tried everything. I was like, "It's like 1-0."
Did you play five strikers?
No, but it was like 1-0. It's like, well, don't panic because
we've got plenty of time. I'm fine. I've won 500 matches.
We don't lose
1-0.
And I just, and put everyone on and went, well, this usually works. And it's like,
no, it doesn't today.
No. Well, no, I put him on and then he does that. And then I encourage.
Yeah.
I fire up.
What's that?
It's shouting from the sidelines. You do that.
Encourage. Fire up. Is that what you say?
Imagine, yeah.
Why aren't you in football?
Why aren't I managing?
Pep Guardiola.
Yes.
Encourage. Haaland, I'm encouraging you. Please score.
So when you lost after your 500 games,
did you cry?
What was your team talk after you've got them in the dressing room? You've just lost 1-0 to Everton. What did you say?
Oh, I mean, it gives you an option of like eight things, didn't
you?
And I just said something like, "I'll see you all tomorrow on the training ground." That was terrible.
Wow.
That is a game we should have been winning.
Oof.
And then they were all positive and morale was high.
Interesting.
Oof. Wow.
But now the big news is that you've changed over to the new game. Have you?
I'm on 24 now. Yeah, Football Manager 24.
Ooh. So where's your career?
Leeds United.
Okay.
I'm fourth in the Premier League.
In the Premier League? You've got through a season already.
I've been playing it for 2 days, 15 hours.
You've shagged that, haven't you?
I mean, yeah, you got it.
Well, Coulson, how do you go 500 games unbeaten? You play it like it's your proper job.
Do you sit laptop on you, like hot legs, constantly?
You wear shorts.
It's on a table. It's on a table. You wear shorts.
And football boots? A suit.
If you were a football manager, yeah?
Mm. What would you wear?
What are you wearing? Are you a tracksuit manager or are you a suit manager? I'm like a...
hoodie.
Tracksuit.
No. Who is at Southampton now?
I don't know.
Russell Martin. Russell Martin.
What's he
doing? Wears like a hoodie and a gilet and like smart trousers and like cool trainers. He like looks...
Black suit.
All black.
Black suit.
Shirt.
No, black suit, white shirt, black tie. Funeral.
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 Cup final?
Funeral.
Ben?
Polo neck.
That's good.
Polo neck, Italian code.
And would you still be English?
And then wouldn't move. No, just wouldn't move. Wouldn't even shout at the players.
A bit Martinez.
You know when a goal, I love it when a goal goes in, the manager doesn't move.
Yeah, I love that.
Like that, love it.
I love
no
that.
Passion.
Like, brilliant. Goal's gone in. Of course.
Today, date of recording, not date of release, GTA 6 trailer. What's it called, this one?
It is called
GTA 6.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
But there was Vice City, well, there was San Andreas.
We believe it's Vice City, don't we?
It is Vice City.
Yeah.
It is Vice. Yeah, but it isn't called Vice City. It's GTA 6. So you had GTA 1, GTA 2, GTA London.
Jack, there's been loads.
Not many. There's been a few ones.
There's been six, I would have said.
There's been more.
Five.
There's
been GTA Andreas, 1 Vice City. Came out before I was born.
Yeah.
It was from a bird's eye view.
Is it as old as the Romans?
No.
So will in Jorvik they have a GTA game there? Controller.
Next to the shit in the glass
controller. Shit in the glass shirt.
GTA London.
Football manager.
Funny enough, there were Viking games, like not chess, but it was like a board and like little blocks that was a child game that they found. They did find that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you excited for GTA 6?
I think it looks good.
I am excited.
It seems very 80s.
Do you know when it's coming out?
It's next year, isn't it? October next year?
2025.
2025?
2025. And it, they won't bring it out until towards Christmas time. So it'll be October, November 2025. Yeah.
God,
the last thing of the trailer, it says GTA 6 coming 2025.
Why have they released it now?
Because they got a lot of leaks.
You got to think about the hype as well.
And so they'd leaked out.
It leaked out,
so they've obviously tried to do it now. Is it legit, what we've been talking about here, is it legit to effectively live your whole life in a parallel universe? Because that's what can happen in those games. You spend more time playing it than you do actually living.
The week GTA comes
People
out...
People book time off work.
Yeah, the week GTA comes out, that first week...
He is.
The first week, I would hope that I'm not in storyline.
I would hope.
I would hope. I'm going to talk to you, but man to man, adult to adult. I hope I'm not in my own job in the real world so I can go into the old world and sell
and
drugs.
Shoot people in the face.
I'm going to go
really
and see.
I really hope that you do that for me. Could I take a week's holiday? Absolutely. Sounds perfectly sane.
I'm going to go and see our boss, Ian, and I'm going to say, Ian, you know I play a copper. I'm always on the straight and narrow. When GTA 6 comes out, I just need a week. I just need a week off.
Just need a week off. You did.
To
you
not
said
be a
this
copper.
With Hogwarts though, and you pied it after a while.
No, but no, I went back to Hogwarts, and it was bloody good. But yeah.
Oh, I tell you, he was flying on that broom. He loved it.
It was shit.
It's good, Jack.
You Expelliarmus. Like it's he felt. Good. He thought he was Harry Potter.
I am Harry Potter.
The GTA is the one though.
I'm excited.
Now that
for
it's
it.
Vice City, it's good. And it looks like all the music's going to be 80s. Well, I hope it is.
That's the big winner, though. The 80s radio track.
It says it's going to have like a social media on it and everything. It's going to be very good. It's going to be very good. So that's the news. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And then we'll come back from the quick break. And we will talk all things The Morning Show. And make sure you stay on to find out what's going on in this clip. We've got Ben on the weather. Ben on the weather.
Colson Smith, your doctor. Ding, ding. Sport, Jack P. Shepherd. Yeah. And of course, weather, Ben. Okay. I wouldn't have a last name. I just have
Weather Ben.
Weather Ben. Here he is, Weather Ben. And I know all the time I'd be squinting because I look at the sun.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack and Ben. Now part two of On the Sofa is where we talk about a film, a movie, a TV series, something we want to talk about that's in the world of media. And this week we're talking all things The Morning Show. For those of you that don't know, The Morning Show is a series. It's on Apple TV. The third series has just come out. And this week, the three of us sat down and we all watched episode one of series one. And now, Ben, it is time for you to give us a synopsis of the story of The Morning Show.
The Morning Show, the most successful breakfast combination over 15 years. So that's Alex Levy and Mitch Kessler. They're the anchors together. They've been doing it 15 years, hyper successful. We open the show with finding out one of them has been sacked through sexual misconduct. Alex is left on her own to cover for him. And you realise that the whole premise of this show and what they've presented is crumbling.
Good synopsis, that. Especially with the distractions of someone driving a Ferrari around Media
City. It's a bit like a radio play.
Yeah.
Suddenly, synopsis, you're on a motorway. And go.
Someone's excited for GTA 6.
Someone's doing donuts in the car park next door to the studio. The old donut.
Their boss has just told them they can have the week
off. Hey! I asked for it and I got it. October. Why have you booked October 2025?
So, the morning show, Jack, you've already seen this. You've seen it all.
I've seen series one. I've seen series two. I haven't seen series three, but I know what it's about.
Ben, had you watched any of this?
No. My wife has watched all of them, I think, twice. She loved it.
Your TV wife is obsessed with this, isn't she?
Yes, Jane Danson.
Apple TV make very good series, and I've always heard that The Morning Show and Blackbird were kind of like...
The Morning Show was really watched... What launched Apple TV as it was.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What year did the first series come?
I don't know. Must be before COVID.
18, maybe. Wow. Okay.
And 19. It was what launched. It's what gave it Apple TV Plus. It's what one of their big launches. So it was the most expensive television show ever made, I think, at that point.
Obviously, I'd never seen it because I just hadn't got round to it. And I never thought it was for me. But having to watch the first ep for the podcast, I watched 3 eps. And I will continue to...
Yeah.
I really like Jennifer Aniston, and you don't see him enough.
It's a great cast.
It's a brilliant cast, but I feel like that Friends sort of thing followed her for a long time. I think she's really, really good. Yeah. So what you get is that she's been let down, so it's professionally, but also in her own life, personally, by what's gone on. But then
Steve
also...
Carell's character.
Do you remember we did Network? The film Network?
Yeah.
And he starts to say,
Remember, it's the news.
I'm mad as hell. And
The old one. The anchor.
And he goes off on one saying, this is what we're pumping you.
Yes.
To the American public. Mm. And it's a bit like that with The Morning Show. They both present this very funny couple.
TV couple.
And it's destroyed in one night.
Yeah.
And her career is also going to be destroyed. And you see her trying to save that. So it's quite clever. So you see the bit behind, don't you? The meetings with the networks and her exec. And then her go on and do the announcement and sort of try and save herself.
Yeah. Mm.
And what that means.
So interesting for us as three people who work in TV and that kind of world of production of, you know, seeing that behind, seeing what goes on. Mm. Because... you kind of can relate
to it.
Yeah. And she saves herself, but she's also very conscious that this is her best friend, who she's obviously had sexual relations with in the past as well. And she's looking after her own career, which 99.9% of people
She has to sort of stand up for women as well, doesn't she? She has to.
Yep. And she's like, the fuck has my mate done? And is he okay?
And also the realisation which comes out towards the end of the ep is, if you're not a couple, really in it. You're coming as a couple. You've been a couple for 15 years. We were going to get rid of you maybe anyway.
Yeah.
That's broken down. And her suddenly twig, I'm going.
Mm. And the whole bit that I guess we're probably acceptable to as actors is your job is to constantly go out and, you know, project something. But at the same time, in your own life and in your working life, you may have worries about the job, your future, your security.
Well, look, it's the same as the podcast.
Yeah.
So there might be something going on for us at times, and then you come to do the podcast and you're talking about how was your week and this and that.
Yeah,
but you're not utterly divulging everything your week's about.
Yeah.
No. You're trying to go, do you know what?
You've got a job to do.
Yeah, and also people want to listen to... You know, look, we have lives that are ups and downs. So it's that
people want to hear me having a museum as a 9-year-old child.
There we go. So it's that bit where she very deftly goes from quite hard-edged, top of her game,
big New York flat, but marriage has broken down, slightly estranged from her daughter.
Yeah, you don't quite get in the
She's lived for 15 years. So the daughter looks like she might be 19, 20. So for 15 years, so since she was five, she's lived in this really weird netherworld. Get up at three.
So she has no relationship. Yeah.
No relationship. Yeah. Get up at three, get to the studio for half four, record, sort of finish 10 or 11, and then that's your day. But then she's missed all this time with her kid, hasn't she?
Mad world, that, in it, waking up that early for
a job. Must be like a radio DJ, breakfast show.
Funny, I was listening to Jenny Faulkner's podcast, Rum Pod, and she was talking about her daily routine before the job she got, before the job she's in now. She used to wake up at 2 a.m. and she used to go to work at 2 a.m. and she used to come back before her kids had gone to school. So could you imagine doing your day at work before other people in the house have, like, got on with their... It's mad, that, isn't it?
I think it's also that thing of, on a morning show, you are right at the front of the news of that day. You are breaking whatever's gone on in the night or late on, you're breaking it. And then...
And other days you're talking about a dog doing star jumps.
Mm. Yes, exactly. So then... And then the worst part of it is, which she alludes to with Reese Witherspoon at the end, is you don't want to become the story yourself.
Yeah. No.
And they are becoming the story. And you can see that Jennifer Aniston can see that once you become the story, you become a thing. And once you become a thing, you can be got rid of.
Get rid of you, yeah.
So she goes, she goes and sees him. Steve Carell, you see him realise, watching the TV show as Jennifer Aniston's doing her announcement, and he's getting angry and denying it.
By the end of the first step, we're none the wiser as to what's actually happened with Steve Carell, because he kind of detests
his
innocence.
Well, you have to sort of make your own mind up, don't you?
Yeah.
Whether you think he has or whether he hasn't.
He kind of is detesting his innocence, whereas the network... Contesting his innocence.
I like detesting there. I detest my innocence. I never saw that coming, your lord. You should have been a lawyer.
The network are like watching
I detest you, my friend.
Put the digger down.
Put the digger down. I am now a lawyer. I have a wig. I'm wearing a wig, so I am a lawyer. Wouldn't it be great in Olsen's world, wherever you wear, you are. I've got a mask on. I am a doctor.
If I wasn't Craig Tinker,
I have a long robe. I'm a wizard.
As two people who know me very well, if I wasn't Craig Tinker, what would I be doing?
A wizard. You'd be a wizard. You'd be wizarding.
Ice cream man.
Okay. Jack, your mum sent you a text this week, didn't she?
What did she say? I sent it in the group. She says, listening to podcast, could you imagine if Coulson was forced to live with our family when he was young? Crying eyes. He would have to have therapy. His life has been so unbelievably nice, like a Disney film. Crying eyes.
And he'd go to your house and it'd be...
But that's exactly the same as what you were just saying. We all talk about things and what's going on with our life, but we have to leave big stuff out, don't we, sometimes?
Yeah.
I'm sure, it's not all a Disney film.
No, it's not all diggers, is it, Coulson?
It's not all diggers and grandma's plants.
Yeah, but I talk about my off-road course and that's when the reality is...
They've also made vast amounts of money. So there's huge...
They're paid a
lot, but also that show makes a lot.
They're America's morning.
That personal show makes a lot, so therefore those two as a couple are worth a lot of money. So then you get to another level, which is the phone call comes from the network. They very cleverly do that phone call of pressing mute, and then the guys are going, well, of course she's going to have to make an announcement. And then they're going, well, I can see that all your revenue's going to tumble. And then the network are going... It's the money we're interested in.
And the network are thinking, well,
he's head of the studio, isn't he? He's like the exec of the show. But then you've got the guy who's above him, aren't you, at the network? Is it Frank?
No, he's network. The exec is the guy meet at the table, and he's network.
He comes to the show.
Oh,
so
does he?
So he comes to be the exec of the show.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because isn't the exec they've got at the moment, isn't he a film director?
Is there? I can't remember.
I'll look it up while you talk, Coulson.
Is this show as interesting for people who don't work in the industry?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think completely.
I think it is, but it is also really, really interesting if you work in that industry.
Yeah, and that's hard for us to kind of find out, because even, Ben, even your wife loving it, she's semi-connected to...
No, she said it's a complete... What works is that complete understanding of so many elements happening and being people being put in positions, but also it's a bit like it's politics, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like why Succession did so well.
Yeah,
Very few people understand huge financial families, but it's compelling because the stakes are so high.
Yeah.
The stakes are massive. You are the only two people in America that everyone watches every morning.
Mm.
And suddenly it all goes in 1 hour and you become,
I really thought it's an ace premise. And like I said, so I watched three eps and I want to keep watching. But I watched those three eps back to back. As in, I went to watch the first ep and I was like, oh, I'll just do another. And I'll just do another. And like I was like, I can... This is like binge worthy.
Has Reese come into it yet?
Yeah.
She's in the first ep, isn't
she? Oh, is she? I can't quite remember the first season.
Reese is the redhead who...
So what we have is she comes in as a reporter that's...
She's like a Roman reporter
She's in the middle of nowhere and she's reporting on those generic small-time stories, a strike or whatever. She's sent out.
Catapultry
is the classic.
Yeah.
She's sent out and she's grumpy and she's angry. And then she has a go at this miner, doesn't she?
Mm, yeah.
And they spot that the morning show and decide to bring her in.
Yeah.
And...
As a guest.
And Jennifer Aniston's character sees, actually, you're not a proper journalist. I'm going to have you here. I'm going to, like, say, I'm on the biggest show. You're on no show. But then when you see the interview, Reese Witherspoon really deftly fights back.
The push between them
So
works.
It could have gone very, very bad for Jennifer Aniston's character, because there was one point where she said, well, you could have twisted it and gone, you're the news, and the news is bad for you. And she doesn't. She doesn't throw Jennifer Aniston's character under the bus, does she? She goes, well, we're all doing our best.
Yeah.
And I think people do want to know the truth. And that's why I'm here. And that's why you're here. And it's like, okay. Yeah. I get the feeling like she's been at the front of really hard reporting for years. And Jennifer Aniston's forgot that and has gone into this very much cotton candy world.
Mm. So I take it, Jack, them two end up co-anchoring the show together.
Yeah. I mean, that's where it's going. Yeah. It ends up being them. And then it's like, do they actually like each other?
Yeah.
Are they just, are they opposite sides of the couch? Then as soon as the cameras are on, are they all smiles? And isn't it great? We're all friends. Yeah. There's a bit of that. But then they actually
do. It's similar to us.
Yeah.
We hate each other.
It's exactly like
exactly
us.
Same.
And then when the camera's on, look at us.
Leads us on to the question that if we were to be presenting a show together,
I'd be weather.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you. I got in there because that, my friend, is the job on
piece
morning.
Of piss.
If you're LA.
So you're working for 90 seconds a day.
I'm telling you now, me and my brother, every time I'm in LA with my brother, we do the weather. I say, what's the weather? What's the weather like, Tom? He said, oof, it's going to be the same as yesterday. And it is exactly the same. They try and give it something. They try and give it slight
it's
wet.
What? It's 27s all day, basically.
27 all day, looking into the valley. We're looking at 28, maybe
no
30.
Wind.
We're going to top up at 34. Good luck, America. It's the same. It's like the same. It's like never changing. My brother goes, oh, it's going to be warm. I better not put a coat on. So it's weather for me. I think New York, if you're in New York, it'd be a bit tricky.
I might do sports.
Sports?
See, I thought
sports
is good.
Do you know what?
With an American football in my hand for no reason.
Yeah. You'd be a bit like...
For no reason.
I think you'd be like a good Mike Bushell-esque.
I'd do that.
What would you be? Cookery. Hello. You'd be the cookery segment. And now over to Coulson. Coulson. Chef Coulson.
I think I'd be like Dr. Hillary, me, like taking in,
that's good.
Yeah, doing stuff like that.
Coulson's conundrum.
Coulson's conundrum.
Yeah.
Hi, Coulson. I have a wart. What would you suggest I do?
And host would be like, and if you have got any questions for us, we've got Coulson in on the call line today, and they'd be like,
do you know what you'd have
you
to call?
Zoom.
You'd have to call yourself Dr. Coulson, but you're not
really a doctor.
You bought something.
Yeah.
You bought being a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no clue, but I would talk. I would give you medical advice, but I am not a doctor.
Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
Dr. Smith. Hello, the surgery's open with Dr. Smith, and here he is.
I'd be that, or I'd be the official. I'd be the full anchor of. Hello and welcome back to I'd Be the Full.
Cat in Tree.
Yeah. And we're going over to Jack with the sport. I'd be that.
Yeah.
And Ben, what's the weather?
Do you know if I was doing the weather, I would only be in a helicopter. And every time you go, you go, Ben, what's the weather? I go, oh, get ready. It's going to be the super really end of them. And I just do the same thing.
Like an almighty type thing.
Every day, I do exactly the same thing. And I would be living a life.
What? The helicopter's not anywhere. It's on a green screen. They've got a wind machine at the side of it.
What is it on Evan Almighty where he's on the boat or whatever and he's going under the waterfall?
That's
Noah,
isn't it?
Is that Noah Almighty?
Noah's Ark or some shit.
Noah's
Ark. There's two.
There is.
So we've got it. What would our show be called? On the sofa this morning. Hello? No, on the sofa. Because that's the morning sofa. No, is that shit?
Just on the sofa. I don't know. Just on the sofa.
On the sofa today.
Yeah.
Drop that and then it's current and live.
I like it. I like it.
So if we've got Ben on the weather.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding. Ben on the weather.
Colson Smith, your doctor. Ding, ding. Sport, Jack P. Shepherd. Yep. And of course, weather, Ben. Okay. I wouldn't have a last name. I just have
Weather Ben.
Weather Ben. Here he is, Weather Ben. And I know all the time I'd be squinting because I look at the sun.
So we need to employ an anchor, fashion.
Not you. You
and,
do both.
And cooking.
No. You do all of it.
All the anchor.
We do sport, weather. Then you call us in. You call us in to taste some food, or you call us in to maybe for a laugh, I'll read a news item. Cat in Tree, let's get her down with a helicopter.
And then, like, you come out and you do the cooking section. It'd be like, Ben, it's Christmas round the corner. Let's have your mince pies recipe.
And it's Christmas around the corner. What are you cooking, Ben? Fajitas. I'd cook fajitas every week.
what was that he cooked when he lived with you?
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Ben, what are you cooking? Shepherd's pie. Badly. All the food I'd cook. You know when you eat the food on a morning show? We've all done it.
Yeah.
And we eat it. And
I've never been given anything.
They always give you like curry at like fucking 6 in the morning.
But I've never had the full segment of...
Oh, right.
I've avoided it.
It's either... cooked, or it's got a bit cold because they cooked it ages ago. Yeah. You sort of eat it, and it's all right, but you're going, I think I would specialise, and it's awful. And we would just laugh. We'd give it to people. Spit we'd go, what? Sit in their face and go, oh, your mince pies are lovely. And it is awful. It's Viking turd.
When I did Antiques Roadshow, we did this like spin-off bit about Eccles cakes,
yeah.
And I had to go and make Eccles cakes. And after that, so we did the thing where they put some pre-made ones in the oven whilst they filmed me making them, and they took the other ones out. And then I had to take a bite of it, and I went...
Oh, God.
And I said to the girl, I was like, oh.
You got a napkin.
I'm allergic to the mince.
And they were vegan as well.
I'm allergic to mince.
They were vegan.
I'm allergic to any form of raisiny cake.
Didn't know what to do. And then I was going to Christine.
Cut him.
I was going to Christine, don't eat it.
I'll tell you what, have you ever had the earpiece in?
Oh, you can't. You can't do it.
It is, unbelievably hard.
What?
Five,
when you're not there.
Four, going away into Coulson in three, two, and you're with someone.
Just looking to a lens.
And they're still talking, and they're talking in your ear.
Yeah.
Keep going. You've got an extra minute now.
40 seconds delay.
Yeah.
Coming into the break in 10, 9. Oh, I'm working.
Live on you, Coulson.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're not.
Yeah.
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 Let's go. You hear it.
I think it's a tough job. It,
yeah. The worst is when you're sat there and they start talking about other stuff and you're just there.
Well, when you hear a gap and you jump in to talk and then you go, oh, and there's...
And they're still talking.
And then there's a...
Yeah.
On the Zoom. The Zoom was a nightmare.
Zoom's too hard. On the sofa. The sofa is never quite comfortable.
Yeah.
They shove you to the front. So it's never the full back layback sofa. It's the kind of khaki styrofoam sofa. So you're right at the front.
Like this.
Exactly like this.
We've always had the bit as well, is that obviously if the three of us ever go on something together, it's normally to talk about the podcast.
Yeah.
But you only get about 8.5 minutes.
If you're lucky, you can get pushed by a big thing into two.
But
get
then,
it in two.
And then if we're going on, we've got 3 minutes talking about how odd it is that we're all mates.
Yeah.
You've got 3 minutes talking about Corrie, and then you have to just cram
you've
in
got, you've got the
actual
second,
reason that you're
you've
there.
Got the 30 second
it's like, yeah.
But it is funny, I suppose, that thing of seeing what it's like for people to be in that kind of semi, in that relationship, but it's professional, but yet there's all that machinery going on behind it.
It,
like Jack's saying, yeah. The lights switch on and you've got to project whole...
Like we're saying, we can relate to it, and it was very good. So
really good.
The big question is ratings. Obviously, it's hard because Jack's in a lot more of it than us. Start us off with your ratings.
I'm going to go high because I think as... I've only seen one, though, but I think as a piece of television, really liked her. Thought she was fantastic. Thought both of them were fantastic. All the actors seemed great. The story already was utterly compelling. The start was great. Phone lights up by his head.
Yeah.
You're straight into the drama and you're straight to the world. And what I really loved about it was you had to do the journey to get yourself, God, okay, what is it? Who are they? They didn't spell it out.
No. Yeah,
they made you work. I think it's absolutely excellent. I think it's one of those, it must be, because you think everyone who you mention it to goes, I loved it. So I'm going to go a heavy 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 from one ep.
Oh, the weather. 10.
10 after 10. One ep.
Yeah, because I think it's strong. I'm going to watch it all.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've seen much better telly recently. I've gone, that's a very, very good, well written.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go 8.5. Just because from what I've watched, I like. But then I want to see more and I need to see more. But you almost can't fault it at the same time. Yeah. It's a tough one to rate. Yeah. It's the rating the series obviously different to rating films in it. It's
but because you take that into consideration, don't you?
It's a bit like Jack, you know, rating The Hurt Locker when he didn't see the last 15 minutes of it.
I don't think you need to. 10 minutes. You're not paying for 10 minutes.
Rating?
8.9.
8.9.
The man who's seen
it. I think it just drops out the nines for me, but it is very, very good. But it's don't forget, good. I've seen season one.
Yes,
yeah.
I find it hard to remember season one because it was so long ago. Yeah.
I think
But that is the best. Number one is the best.
Yeah.
As it usually is.
Yeah.
Two's really good. Three, I'm halfway through, not seeing much of it. But it is still. I mean, 8.9 is still a massive score.
Yeah.
27.4 out of 30.
It's hot in West Hollywood.
Hello, it's boiling in my rating pack. Get into this helicopter with me because I'm rating hot.
Top of the leaderboard.
I tell you what, I'd be really
good. You would be good.
I'm fucking good at this. Can you imagine if you tuned in to me every morning doing the weather and it was the same? I'd find loads of shit. Woo! Get your code. It's the same as yesterday. 28. Ben Weather. I'd call myself that. I changed my name to Ben Andy Weather. Hey, you look like that guy, Ben Weather. Yeah, I am him. What's it like? It's daylight, it's hot. It's night, it's colder. And I'm not a meteorologist. That's what's great. You know, they're meteorologists and they understand weather systems. I've got no fucking clue.
I go on
Ben
the
Weather
app on my phone.
Has no clue. Ben is on the Apple app and looks and he goes, 30% chance of rain. And then for shits and giggles, I'd make it up and it would just be, oh my God, downpours, thunder. Not really. Oh, it'd be great. I'm fucking into it. I'm going to ring my brother.
Next week, if Ben's still here and not got a career in American,
can you imagine
in American news outlet from
I
this?
I get picked up by ABC and they went, we need Ben Weather. There's a gap in the market.
Is he available?
Our guy,
are you available?
Shit, he's funny. I'm available. I'm doing it. What are you doing, Ben Weather?
Next week, it's the 21st of December, which is an important date for what reason?
What?
Next week,
21st
of December.
It's the Mass Zoom. It's hot
Zoom.
In the Mass Zoom.
It is. It's exciting. It's going to be the Mass Zoom. Everyone's looking forward to
We've been written to by Zoom.
Yep.
There's a potential we could break Zoom.
You could break Zoom.
So the GTA
on
trailer.
Server, aren't they?
Yeah, the GTA trailer had a few hundred million. This Mass Zoom could have half a billion people
I've
on
heard
it.
The same.
So just one question from each person. Yeah. We'll get to you when we can.
Well, GTA comes out when the Zoom ends.
Yes. We segue straight in. Do you know what? I'm going to suggest it now, and I think it's worth it. Take a holiday. Take a week off for our Mass Zoom. Then GTA in 2 years' time.
The other thing about the 21st of December is it's the last Thursday episode of Sofa Cinema of On the Sofa before Christmas. And Jack, that means the pick of what we're watching next week. It has to be somewhat Christmas related.
Well, you've told me it has to be Christmas related. So I have picked a Christmas film. And it's one we haven't picked, but it is a favourite of mine. It's Home Alone 2.
I mean, we've gone to the cop out. We've gone to the cupboard.
What do you want?
We've gone to the cupboard and we've opened the drawer called Cop Out. And in that, we found Home Alone. I think that's good. And I've picked another one, not so far away, number two.
Home Alone 2 it is. Fair enough. You've picked the sequel.
The sequel.
Nice.
The New York one.
That's what we're watching next week. But before we go, it's very important. As it is Christmas, we are taking on so many employees on the Sofa Land. I have got a big job to give out straight away. And I say it's a big job. It's not a big job. They're all big jobs. It's a small job.
No.
But it's a lot of responsibility.
They're all big jobs. It's a small job.
That's it. The conundrum of Coulson. They're all big jobs, but this is small.
It's back to the industry that we started off in.
Yeah.
Film and TV, production. The head of costume spoke to me the other day and they said, we just need someone who can help us with designer footwear. And I went, yeah. So head of designer footwear, Victoria Madden.
I've got it. In the morning, we have an announcement, which is just one of those announcements that opens the land and gets everyone...
On the tannoy.
It's not a fire announcement. It's kind of a song they sing to you, like a good morning, yeah. Like you do in Disney.
Welcome to On the Sofa. Did you see the guy who got naked on it? It's a small world.
No.
No.
Oh, did you not see it? They shut the ride down. Some guy was on it. It's a small world, took all of his clothes off and like ran through... the land and like started jumping in the fake water and stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, we won't be doing that. head of singing the song on the tannoy, Anne-Marie. Big job.
I've got a big one. It's a big, big one.
Viking turd.
You know it's Christmas. You know it's Christmas and yeah.
If he'd done that turd and thought in 2,000 years time they're going to talk about that and they're going to put it in a museum.
Yeah. Oof. It goes to show you could put any old shit literally in a box and in 2,000 years it's people will look at it.
You know what
think,
would be
amazing.
Great? The people who own Jorvik went, I've got a fucking great one.
Yeah, just have a shit.
I've just done a shit. I'm going to say it's Vikings. Yeah, and it's mint. Not. Yeah, and it's not. Mint. I would have loved if they did that.
The portal who's aren't turned up yet. It's all right, Jeff. Just have a shit over there.
And have a shit and put it in Jorvik. Yeah. 50 quid to come in, please. Yeah. See the shit.
Anyway, back to the jobs. Go the on. Important
okay, come
stuff.
On, the big, big job.
So our Christmas due soon, innit? Yeah. Is it Friday night? We're having the Christmas do. Everyone's well excited.
Well, last night, we all went.
Didn't you get an invite? It was Alpine Ski Lodge. Went brilliantly.
Gutted. Well, anyway, I'm in charge of making sure that all of our staff members get a Christmas present this year as a gift from the company.
Head of Secret Santa.
They're doing so well. And all those presents have been wrapped. But one thing that I think would look a lot classier is if we had a ribbon on the presents. So head of ribbon is Aidan Gibbons. Ribbon, Gibbons, close enough.
It's good you explained it. I wasn't sure, but now I am.
Yeah.
Okay. We get a bit of fan mail, don't we?
Well, I do.
You do. You get more than us.
I get texts. I don't get actually paper fan mail anymore. Well, I just get texts.
Speaking of fan mail, by the way, sorry, but we got some fan mail this week, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah,
we did get some fan mail this week.
We got a box of gifts. Thanks very much.
Whoever it is who sent it in, thanks very much.
Three cans
of de-icer.
De-icer. And that, my friends, is fame.
That's fame.
Some people get cars, some people get clothes, some people get a free holiday. We got de-icer.
Yeah. Every now and then, people at work open these big boxes up and they're always like buzzing with what they got. Yeah, we were ecstatic. We were so happy.
To get with de-icer.
But genuinely, it made our day, didn't it?
It's a big tin.
It'll get used.
Yeah, it will last.
It's the most practical gift we could have got this time of year. Yeah, yeah, so whoever it was who sent us the de-icer,
thank you. Would have been practical.
Thank you.
I think I could do that.
Yeah, next time send us a sofa.
Swimming pool.
A car.
Do you know what, actually? A gift. A gift of a sofa would be great because this one's fallen apart.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone hasn't got on that actually and thought, I'm going to send them a decent sofa. This one's shit.
Does that mean none of our listeners work for a sofa company?
They clearly don't.
Or it's too awkward to say no.
Maybe, yeah.
What's your job?
My job is we get loads of fan mail, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, right. We do. Yeah. Sorry.
So when we're writing letters and we're attaching the stamps, we need someone to always have a wet tongue that's handy.
You do. And who has got that wet tongue?
Lisa Dorian. No. You're licking stamps.
That's right. That's
Does she lick
job.
The back
that's
of the envelopes job. As well?
She's licking the stamps and she's sticking them on and she's licking the thing.
Nice.
That's
nice.
What a job. So
her tongue's always moist.
What? Well, that's the only way you're going to get the job.
You've got an extra special job as well, haven't you?
I have. Someone we work with, Fiona, yes. in our costume department, big fan of the podcast, and asked me, how do I get a job? And I said, well, for you...
She thought it was ending, the podcast. You know when we did that little skit when you were...
Yeah,
like,
and I walked off.
When you walked off.
Did anyone actually believe that you'd
she
fallen
did?
Out?
She did. She thought Ben was going.
I think you'll find, Coulson, millions are... glued to my performances.
It took us
and that
so
was one
long.
Of my greatest
it took
ones.
Us so long to try and film like that. We didn't know what.
Because you
do.
Laughed.
No,
I walked
Jack
you laughed.
Laughed at me.
No, but I think that's a good laugh because it's an awkward, is he being serious laugh. It was a choice, yeah. that laugh.
Mm. Was well, a see, that's the good thing about
you
great
looked
acting.
At me and went.
Yeah, because it's like, is he serious?
But it looked like me and Jack didn't care that you'd fallen out of us as well, which made it even more.
No, as long as he's serious when he's getting
yes,
up.
Yes, I
going,
have to be serious.
Yeah. That's fine because yeah. we're like, really?
It's yeah. always awkward when someone walks off, isn't it? When someone
it is
walks
awkward.
Off, it's, yeah. all, it's awkward. But we're not doing that. Fiona Greaves, she asked me, "How do I get a job?" And I went, "For you, we give you a job." Now, I think this is interesting. For the whole of On the Sofa land, you need an overall artistic eye. So they have this in Disney. You can't pass anything. You can't get a shop sign written or whatever. So you've got, yeah, you've basically got head of artistic world, head of artists sounds on the sofa.
Sounds a terrible
head of
job.
Artists.
Yeah, head of artists, Fiona Greaves. It's got to be shit.
Hang on, head of the people drawing.
Yeah, all right. the stuff. Head of design, Fiona Greaves.
Okay. If you want to get a job on the sofa land, all you've got to do is either meet Ben on a good day and he'll give you one for nothing, or...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sign up at www.patreon.com/onthesofa. And if you sign up for that, this week is the last week that you can get on for the mass Zoom. Now we're going to go because Jack's getting distracted and he's playing with a tin foil.
Tinsel. Tin foil. Yeah. Tin foil. What have you got for your decorations? Tin foil and an egg timer.
And on that note,
whisk.
We'll see you back here on Thursday where we're talking all things Home Alone 2 and we are locking in for the big one, the mass Zoom. Bring your tissues.
Bye.
Bye-bye.